Heroin overdoses are rising most everywhere, but perhaps nowhere more dramatically than in Manatee County. As Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports, the problem is really taking its toll on law enforcement and is straining the county's only inpatient drug detox center.
Manatee County on Florida's west coast is home to more than 300,000 people. It's known for its beaches, and if you go a short distance inland, you'll pass by fruit stands and citrus groves.
This is a really fabulous place to live. We have a lot of great things going on here. I've been here since I was 3 years old, so I grew up here, and I love it.
But Melissa Larkin Skinner's hometown is starting to be well known for something else. Hundreds of overdoses and dozens of people dying from heroin. She's the chief clinical officer at Centerstone, the only inpatient detox facility in Manatee County.
And for inpatient, we are at capacity pretty much every other day.
From 2013 to 2014, Centerstone saw the number of people coming in reporting they were using heroin more than double, from about 300 people up to around 670.
We try as hard as we can to serve everyone, but we're not able to, particularly in our inpatient detox and our residential, because the beds fill up.
When the center is at capacity, they try to find patients a spot somewhere else. But that can mean sending them an hour away to Pinellas or Hillsboro.
We could probably build a whole new hospital to do just that, and it would be full all the time.
Law enforcement is also feeling the strain.
We're taxed on it. It's something that, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. There's only so many detectives that I have.
Captain Todd Shear is with the Manatee County Sheriff's Special Investigations Unit.
We understand, you know, you can't arrest your way out of this problem. You can't just keep throwing addicts in jail. That's not the way to handle this. They need to have the appropriate treatment facilities.
Where are we off to now?
Still back in the records department here. I can take you over to maybe a district.
Yeah. He's showing me around the operations center in Bradenton.
All right, cut through this gym here. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Lieutenant Richie Cunningham runs operations for the East Sector.
We have responded to overdoses over the years, but just not to the extreme nature we're going through, particularly this year.
He says deputies are responding to more property crimes and to parents who are calling because their teenagers are overdosing.
So it's very traumatic for the deputies. It's very traumatic for the families. There's a lot going on.
Anything that sort of sticks with you when you go home at the end of the day?
On a personal note, I reflect on this a lot. I go home and communicate with my kids just about every day because I see what's happening here. Whether it's heroin or anything, you really don't want to miss the signs.
Captain Todd Shear says the uptick in heroin use in Manatee County is affecting departments across the sheriff's office. Deputies who are used to serving subpoenas and evictions are now serving more papers to force addicts into rehab.
If the person doesn't want to help themselves, and sometimes that's really what the case is here, the families can petition, or even friends for that matter, three friends, they can petition the courts to actually make somebody get mandated treatment and assessment at, for us, at Centerstone.
The rehab facility is just down the street from Mixon Fruit Farms, where a sign is celebrating 75 years of Southern hospitality. Melissa Larkin Skinner says the past few months of dealing with so many heroin overdoses have changed Manatee County.
But maybe what good will come out of it is that this community will finally recognize we do have a problem and it's not just paradise here.
She says mostly, it's just been incredibly sad. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts in Bradenton.
Hear more on the battle against heroin deaths and overdoses in Manatee County on Florida Matters Sunday morning at 7:30, and follow more stories about you and your health on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.